I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food. Let's head to the farmer's market to find out what is in peak season this first week of December in Southern California.
This is Jillian Ferguson with the Market Report. It is always a pleasure to see Chef Jeremy Fox at the Santa Monica Farmers Market. Jeremy is the culinary force behind Rustic Canyon and Birdie G's. He's also the author of the book on vegetables, and I always look forward to learning new ideas and ways of looking at produce every time we talk. Hi, Jeremy.
Hello.
Let's talk about what the dining room at Birdie G's looks like right now. When I walk in, what would I see?
You will see hundreds and hundreds of persimmons hanging from the rafters, from anything we can find to hang anything from, over the track lighting, over the dining room, the steel bars, over the kitchen line.
Very festive time of year.
It really ties the room together.
So this is what many people would know as hoshigaki season. Describe what hoshigaki is.
Hoshigaki is a Japanese and also Korean method of preserving persimmons. You peel them when they're unripe, hang them, and then you massage them after about a week, and you do that on like a daily or every other day basis. And that continues for about 3 to 4 weeks, depending on, you know, the weather. And then they get put into Ziploc bags, and every week they come out, get massaged a little bit, and then put back in. And I find that sealing them off from oxygen and then reintroducing them as you kind of slowly massage them really gets the kind of sugar bloom on the exterior.
Wow. And so describe the end result after all this work.
The end result is something that tastes exactly like a date, but better. It's like a higher acidity than a date. A lot of times they taste almost quince-like and kind of like the floral quality to them. Every piece of fruit is different, and so they're going to have different sugar content, different sweetnesses, and then in different areas of the restaurant, it produces a different product as well.
So what do you do with the end product?
Oh, we don't do anything with it. I stack them in bags, and I look at them and say, look how cool these are. No, we do anything from a blood sausage dish that we've done, the blood sausage burger. We've done it with like chicken liver mousse. We do these hoshigaki cakes, rice pudding, different things. Cheese, it's really good with as a composed cheese course.
Yeah. I understand that persimmons at large are one of your favorite produce items throughout the year.
They are, and it, you know, until I was probably 27, I had no idea what a persimmon was. Coming from the East Coast, I didn't grow up eating them, but I love them. We have, you know, we have different dishes at Birdie G's in Rustic Canyon, and the one at Birdie G's is we've done the same dish every fall since we opened. We call it the Persimmon Enigma because it's kind of esoteric for Birdie G's, at least at the time. It was persimmons with a yuzu kosho vinaigrette with burrata and like an anchovy oil. It was unlike any other dish at Birdie G's, and people just went crazy for it. So we just bring back the same dish every year, and it's like an enigma, like I said.
And is that one with fresh persimmons?
Fresh persimmons, yeah. And it depends on what's available, but by the time we get to like the plated dishes, we're using JJ's Lone Daughter persimmons. Right now at Rustic Canyon, it's a mix of the fuyus and the coffee cake persimmons, which have like that nice kind of brown interior and I think a higher sugar level, and you know, have like a honey flavor to it. There we're serving it with our homemade pancetta and arugula from either Tamai or Floribella, depending on the day of the week, and it's quite delicious.
It sounds amazing. And Jeremy, you're about to launch what has become a yearly tradition, the 8 nights at Birdie G's, where you bring guest chefs in from around the country, people like Sean Brock and David Kench. What can we expect from that, and do you think we'll see any of those persimmons on the menu?
I'm sure we'll see persimmons. It's a lot of chefs and a lot of different menus coming in. I hear Sean Brock is going to be using our hoshigaki with his country ham, maybe, so that should be exciting. I'm not sure if he's bringing his own, but he's more than welcome to use ours.
Wow, that sounds incredible. Well, thank you so much, Jeremy.
Thank you, Jillian.
That was Jeremy Fox, chef owner at Birdie G's and Rustic Canyon. We will have a link to that 8 nights of Birdie G's at kcrw.com/goodfood. You can also check out photos of the dining room at Birdie G's on our website. It's really a sight to see all those hoshigaki hanging from the ceiling. Jesse Ruiz is the market coordinator for Murray Family Farms, where Jeremy buys his hachia persimmons. And Jesse, you have a number of different persimmons here on the table. Of course, you grow the fuyus, the hachias, but also several more. So I thought we would just go down the table and see what you have. Let's start with those more classic varieties, maybe the fuyu for start. I know you're at the end of the season, but share with us a little bit about the fuyu.
So for the fuyu persimmons, those are some of my most favored fruit that we have like throughout any time of the year. That one you could eat firm or soft. It doesn't have that astringency to it like our hachia persimmon and the other persimmons. Really good for salads. I eat it, I cut it up, eat it like an apple as is. Great snack. And then moving forward with the hachia persimmons, if you have a sweet tooth, those will definitely fix that.
Yeah. Definitely. The hachias are the ones that you have to eat. They're almost jello-like when you want to start eating them, because if you eat them hard, you are going to get a mouthful of tannins, right?
Yeah, that is correct.
And I noticed that some persimmons have seeds and some don't.
A lot of that has to do with pollination. I know most of our fuyu persimmons do not have seeds. However, we have a select few. In our hachia persimmons, I've never come across a seed. And then we have cute little lotus plums, also in the persimmon family. The larger ones will have seeds.
So tell us about the lotus plums. It's one of the most beautiful fruit, I think. I sometimes buy them for floral arrangements. Can you eat them as well?
It is completely edible, all the fruit anyways, not the stem or the little leaves. Around this time of year, between, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas, if we have them up to Christmas, we get a lot of people that use them as floral arrangements, decor on their table, just about anything to make their centerpiece more beautiful. And once the fruit is soft and almost brown, it tastes like a sweet potato. You have to let it get soft, though, in order to eat.
And to give people a sense of the scale, they're almost like persimmons that are the size of blueberries. They're teeny tiny.
Yeah.
You have one last persimmon on the table right now. Which one is it? It's a little smaller than the fuyu.
That guy is called a saicho persimmon, very, very similar to the hachia persimmon. So it will have the tannins if you eat it firm. However, if you let it get soft, it has a very similar taste to the hachia persimmon, but I find it to be a smidge creamier.
I love that. Well, we will enjoy them while they're here, and we have a lot of citrus to look forward to. Thank you, Jesse.
Thank you.
Jesse Ruiz is the market coordinator for Murray Family Farms. Right now, you can find their persimmons at the Wednesday Santa Monica Farmers Market and the Sunday Mar Vista Farmers Market. For the Market Report, I'm Jillian Ferguson.
If you missed any of today's show, listen at kcrw.com/goodfood or on KCRW's mobile app. You can also subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or Spotify. My thanks to the Good Food team, Jillian Ferguson, Laryl Garcia, and Elena Shatkin, and to our engineers, Desmond Taylor, Nick Lamponi, and Hope Brush. And a special thanks to Laura Kondarajan and Gary Masiha. I'm Evan Kleiman. If anyone tries that tomato soup cake this weekend, please send me a photo. I'll meet you back here next week for a brand new episode of Good Food.